Ah, there she is, the Aphrodite. What a beautiful name for a beautiful ship. Together, we'll board the Goddess of Love, and in her Empress suite, you can ride the real Goddess of Love as often as you like. Ah, my darling lucky man. I've enjoyed every second of my honeymoon so far. No matter what I might have said every now and then. We passionate goddesses can be so moody, but you know that. I need you by my side at all times, and you have come through for me, dear husband. Are you feeling better? Do you need to take another pill? I am so pleased that we were able to find those. I must say, you have been so attentive and energetic since Paris. I think you've at last become the perfect man. You're definitely the only man for me now. Are you sure you're all right? You're looking rather pale. We'll have to make sure you get plenty of sun on the cruise. With more and more paparazzi taking photographs, I don't want my fans to be distracted by a sickly-looking husband. We might need you to step out of the photo sessions for a few days until you're looking more like yourself. We wouldn't want people to think that I'm wearing you out, now that you're finally keeping up with me. And look! There go my trunks being loaded aboard. So many fabulous dresses. A goddess couldn't ask for more from the most renowned designers. Until next season, of course. I think I can safely say that by the weekend, I will be known the world over as the fashion icon of our age. That reminds me. We really should ratchet up the publicity machine that the Aphrodite cruise is fast becoming. It certainly isn't enough for me to be the greatest living fashion icon, or even the most beautiful woman on Earth. The populace should see me as the greatest living wonder of the world, which I obviously am. And to achieve that, I'm going to have to begin showing off with some spectacular feats of strength. My fans don't even suspect my true power. We're going to have to show them what I can really do. Maybe with a surprise. Yes, yes, we'll surprise them. With all the press gathered, I can suddenly reveal how incredibly strong I am. Their heads will fucking explode. Oh, I cannot wait to blow their goddamn minds like that. Lola Hyde, impossible beauty and impossibly strong. Well, yes. They will know me as the new Dr. Angela Jekyll, of course. But you and I will know the truth. That's really the only downside of this whole endeavor. The unfortunate masquerade that I am anything like Angela Jekyll. I hate having to use her name. If only I hadn't been put on the spot like that at your damned wedding. I could have established myself as my own person, instead of having to live under that miserable wretch's shadow long after she's disappeared. Perhaps I should start mentioning that your pet name for me is Lola. Or maybe you can think of something, darling. Come up with a way that the name Lola Hyde can become attributed to me. As long as there isn't a scandal that might undermine my greatness that will be impressed upon the world. Sadly, I suspect the masses may only be able to understand me as a chemically super-evolved Angela Jekyll. They might never be able to grasp the truth, or that I'm practically immortal and nothing like the pathetic Dr. Jekyll. Except, of course, as a beautiful tribute to her love for you. And that love is a bond that I still feel. It tethers me to you and to this mortal world. It might be all that's left of Angela. Her heart, ever dedicated to loving you, still beating inside me, maintaining my goddess status in your presence. Oh, we better climb aboard. We can get through the initial greetings, and then I want to freshen up in our suite and recharge with you. Our fans will understand that I need some alone time with my new husband. Then, we can dine at the captain's table tonight and meet anyone else noteworthy. As if anyone will come close to my celebrity. Speaking of which, here they come. My adoring fans and the press. Try to look more smug, darling. You're married to the world's most incredible woman. Your expression should reflect that every man on the planet is turning green with envy. Just don't look so sickly green yourself. Hello. Hello, my adoring public. Excuse us, please. We've got to get aboard the Aphrodite. It's our honeymoon, you know, and my husband just can't wait. Why, yes, I am Dr. Angela Jekyll. As if you couldn't recognize me. Does anyone know the fastest way to get checked in? My husband is desperate to explore the Empress Suite. Horizontally, on the queen-size bed, I imagine. Well, I suppose we could pose for a few pictures. This is a glorious occasion, stepping out on another leg of our world tour. I'm looking forward to sunsets off the coast of Greece, lounging in the most stunning fashion of our day. Perhaps you'll see a surprise or two. He's all right. Get up. Stand up. Everyone's staring. My husband's such a comedian. Getting a head start with your sea legs, darling? Don't worry. You won't have to do a lot of standing in the Empress Suite. What the hell is wrong with you? Get up. Hey, wake up. Damn you, wake up! There you are. Finally awake. Enjoying our honeymoon suite by napping alone in our queen-sized bed. The ship's doctor helped me carry you in. Not that I needed any help. You're as light as a feather. You've lost too much weight. You need to eat more. So, I guess you're sick? The doctor gave me some grim nonsense about exhaustion. You must take care of him. It is vitally important that he gets some rest. The nerve of that man questioning my devotion to you. Of course I will take care of you. I'll pamper the shit out of you. You're going to be fine. You have to be. If you get sick and die, then I will die. Do you understand that? If you die, I will die. Angela could never get her goddamn serum right, and that leaves me, a rightful goddess, a potential immortal, tied to the life of a mortal man who is not looking very healthy right now. I forbid you to die. Is this some stupid stunt to save Angela? Is that what this is? You think that if you die, I'll revert to Angela, killing me off as well? Well, fuck you! How dare you? How dare you sacrifice the both of us for that little waste of space? She went gladly, gladly into the great beyond, because she wanted the two of us to live happily ever after, screwing each other for the rest of our lives. and that was meant to be for a very long time. Let me tell you that she would be very disappointed to see you like this. You have to recover. Angela would want that. She would never forgive me if I let you die. And I'd be dead too. But I believe I made that point clear. Without you and the serum, it will just be Angela, alone, crying herself to sleep each night, wishing she wasn't such a fuck-up. No one wants that. That way, no one is happy. But we have a chance. You and I. We are good together. You give me life. Literally. And I know that I make you feel alive. We awaken a passion in each other in a way I suspect that no one else on Earth has ever experienced. And I know I have been hard on you. I know I have been rough and demanding and unforgiving. You have to tell me when I go too far. You have to say something. I can be stopped. I know it's hard, but I do listen to you. Even if I shout you down, even if I argue and deny you and curse you, I am still listening. Deep down, where Angela lives inside me, I do hear you. Angela won't let me hurt you. Reach out to her if you must. Tell her to stop me. It might take a little time. I will definitely give you hell for it. But I will come to my senses. I am a goddess. Therefore, I am headstrong. I do what I want to do. But I can be reasoned with. I still have that much humanity left in me. I'm sorry. Is that what you want to hear? I'm sorry that I've pushed you to this. You make me so strong that I forget myself. When I feel like I can do anything, it's easy to go too far. I never wanted to hurt you. Do you want her? Do you want her to be back here with you? Taking care of you? Little Angela Jekyll might be better suited for an invalid groom. Rather than your super-powerful goddess of love, as much as I hate to say it. Get some rest, my sweet prince. Give me back that big strapping man that Angela fell in love with. I'll leave you be, for now. Call if you need anything. I'll be in our suite's lounge. Good night. My dearest love, my loving husband. Angela, I never thought I'd want to crawl back inside, but I can't keep this up. Nurse him back to health for me. He's married to both of us. I've worn him out, and I need you to fix him. I can't stand seeing him so weak. It scares me, and it breaks my heart. Ah! Oh, my. I'm myself again. Wearing a ridiculously exotic outfit that I can barely keep on, as usual. But where am I? Without my glasses, it's so hard to see. I'm in some kind of plush ship's cabin. Oh, Lola, what have you done now? Yes? Yes, who is it? Just a moment, please. Yes? Deborah? Deborah Lavish?
Good evening, Dr. Jekyll. May I come in? Or would you prefer to deal with the monster you made of me?